This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting leaders from Finland and Sweden Thursday as their bids to join NATO hit a roadblock. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Turkey's president says his nation will reject their applications a day after his top diplomat gave mixed messages about Finland and Sweden becoming NATO members.
We understand their security concerns, but Turkey's security concerns should be also met.
NATO makes decisions by consensus, and each of the 30 members can veto a membership bid. President Biden said yesterday he was optimistic.
I think we're going to be okay.
The U.S. fully backs both bids, with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin telling his Swedish counterpart both countries have modern militaries that would boost NATO.
Your addition to the alliance will make us all better at defending ourselves.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant in southern Ukraine have surrendered, according to the Russian military. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Fighters who were making a last stand in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol laid down their arms, bringing the total number of fighters who have left the stronghold to over 1,700. The Red Cross said it had registered hundreds of them as prisoners of war following an agreement between Russia and Ukraine. Some were taken by the Russians to a former penal colony in territory controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. While Ukraine said it hopes to get the soldiers back in a prisoner swap, Russia threatened to put some of them on trial for war crimes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has already fired more than 2,000 missiles during its attack on Ukraine, which he said was a large part of its arsenal. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken hosted a conversation Thursday with visiting African leaders in New York prior to their participation in the Global Food Security Call to Action ministerial. According to a department spokesperson, they discussed a range of issues, including food security in Africa, and ways in which the United States and multilateral institutions can support food system resilience. Secretary Blinken emphasized the United States is focused on partnering with African nations to address the growing concern of food insecurity on the continent. The spokesperson said the issue has worsened due to climate change, climate-induced drought, COVID-19-related supply chain disruption, and the global impact of the Kremlin's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. India has supplied COVID-19 vaccines to Cambodia and Thailand under an initiative of the Quad group of countries that also includes the United States, Japan, and Australia, New Delhi said Thursday. The leaders of the Quad countries could discuss the vaccine supply plan when they meet in Japan next week, India's foreign ministry spokesperson told a news conference. The Quad was originally supposed to supply India-made doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to countries needing them, but so far only an Indian version of the AstraZeneca shot has been shipped, he added. A 911 dispatcher who took a Buffalo supermarket shooting call has been put on leave. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A dispatcher who took a 911 call Saturday from an employee at the Tops Friendly Market in Buffalo as a mass shooting was taking place has been placed on leave and may lose her job. A spokesman for the executive of Erie County said in an email to the Associated Press, termination will be sought. An assistant manager at the store told the Buffalo News she was whispering during the 911 call because she feared the shooter would hear her. The store employee alleges the dispatcher shouted at her, asked why she was whispering, and then hung up. The employee then called her boyfriend and told him to call 911 to report the shooting. 10 people were killed in the attack. I'm Mike Gracia.
The federal government is warning law enforcement agencies around the nation of the increased potential for extremist violence after the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion striking down the constitutional right to abortion. A memo from the Department of Homeland Security says violence could come from either side of the abortion issue or from other types of extremists seeking to exploit tensions. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting leaders from Finland and Sweden Thursday as their bids to join NATO have hit a roadblock. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, via remote. This is BOA News.